In July, St. Cloud State University included electronic cigarettes in its policy. The university's tobacco-free policy strictly prohibits the use of tobacco, including smoking or smokeless, and e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes are not allowed to be used indoor and outdoor within all university-owned, leased, and controlled property. This includes walkways, arenas, and playing fields. Jeff Allerson, Interim Assistant Director for Health Promotion, explains the reason for adding e-cigarettes to the policy.
We always had it in the back of our mind. When the policy first came about in 2011, we included hookah, cigarettes, and chewless tobacco, there was knowledge of e-cigarettes, but it was not included in the policy. Some campuses did include it in their policy, but we chose not to. With the growing popularity of tobacco-free policies at universities, workplaces, a lot of public areas now going tobacco-free and also including e-cigarettes, we decided to go that way as well, not only for various reasons, but first and foremost because Minnesota legislation did include e-cigarettes in the Minnesota Clean Indoor Air Act. So obviously we're following along with that legislation. So
Allerson adds important key points about what is already known about the effects of e-cigarettes and what is yet to be determined.
Just from research that we have gathered from the Minnesota Department of Health, the CDC, and again, all the nationally well-known experts on the topic of e-cigarettes, that secondhand e-cigarette vapors have not been proven safe to inhale. E-cigarettes have not been proven as a safe alternative to smoking or help people quit. There's no way for users to know how much nicotine or how much potentially harmful chemicals that they are inhaling due to the lack of regulation of e-cigarettes. Another thing is that e-cigarette use is a rapidly increasing use among our youth, and it's nearly doubled from 2011 to 2012. And the number of adults who have tried e-cigarettes has nearly doubled since 2010. E-cigarettes are easily accessible. They're very enticing to our youth. Most e-cigarette manufacturers are owned and run by current conventional cigarette companies like Philip Morris, RJ Reynolds, so they are profiting off of e-cigarettes as well. So they are targeting our youth. E-cigarettes may renormalize tobacco use and complicate smoke-free laws. And again, e-cigarette ads encourage people to use them in places where smoking is not allowed. So those are just kind of a quick summary of the main concerns that we have. So
for KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.